Muncie Community Schools board member Jason Dinetti is still not satisfied with House Bill 1315. A change in a Senate committee now allows the elected school board to finish out its term as an advisory board, but it still dissolves the body once the members' elected terms are up.
Making me and my colleagues advisory roles, you know, is what it is, but I'm concerned about the fact that an appointed board will not all be made up of Muncie residents.
Another proposed change that would have added a firm end date to Ball State University's running of MCS failed on a party line vote. During the committee hearing, Democratic members talked about, but did not bring up for a vote, another possible idea: offer a referendum to Muncie voters that would end the university school agreement after 5 years. It's an idea that Democratic Muncie Senator Tim Lannon approves of.
I think if you're going to take the vote away from people right now, you ought to be able at least to have a way by which the community could say, we think it should be returned in the future. I don't think a permanent takeover is appropriate, so I'm going to continue to try to infuse that into the bill.
Dinetti also voiced his displeasure with the 2 years House Bill 1315 allows Ball State to put a long-term plan together. He said he does not like the fact that during the most formative years of his life, his son will be, as he says, an experiment. One of the bill's Senate sponsors, Republican Senator Ryan Mishler, was not available for comment. Tony Sandlaben, IPR News.